Hello, people. Welcome. Welcome back to Everything is Anything by yours truly, Gisare. And today we have a very, very fun, interesting topic. And I have, ladies and gentlemen, allow me introduce you, the Don.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The one and only.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
For this.
Welcome to Everything is Anything. Here we talk about Kira Kit, everything.
We open up.
Open up, safe space.
Everything that relates to this beautiful earth.
Amen.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about platonic relationships, you know, platonically speaking.
Yeah.
The Don here is my platonic friend.
In quotes.
So I will let him define, for those who do not know, what platonic relationships or platonic love means.
Mm-hmm.
Don.
Yeah, mommy.
What is a platonic relationship?
Oh, a platonic relationship. You know, we cannot talk about a relationship without including the word love. So for me, I'd like to define the word platonic love. And you see, a platonic love is a type of love that is not sexual. Actually, it is not sexual at all.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to our history, it was named after the great Greek philosopher by the name Plato. That's why we have the word platonic.
But Plato means a lot of things, and things are going plateau.
Yeah, it does, but this is in reference to the Greek philosopher, Mr. Plato mwenyewe. Yeah. So, a platonic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Something platonic is that kind of a feeling that you have for somebody, which you could desire to have sex with.
Could desire, but
yeah,
you just
you
said.
Could desire. You could desire to have sex with, or be in a very intimate setup in that relationship. But here's the catch. In that relationship, you are already friend-zoned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I know platonic relationships to be, like you said, it's no sexual attraction towards each other whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it does not have to be between opposite sex. It could also be between same sex.
Yeah.
But once people start having sexual attractions and that, I see you and I see the electricity between my eyes and yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Once you start having that and you act on it, the platonic is no longer, the relationship is no longer platonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we first talk about how rare it is to find people in this generation of ours?
Generation Z.
who are actually zero interested in having sex.
They are.
On a scale of 1 to 10, we're going to the negatives times 1,000. So let's just say in a billion people, maybe one or two.
So I'm lucky, I'm among the one or two.
That's sarcastic, but anyway, God is good.
You want to tell me you don't have platonic friendships?
Oh my God. Many people look at me and think, huh.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at you and I'm like, But I can't see you like that because you're my boy.
I am your boy, but in your dreams, I am your man.
Friends.
Come on, let's give credit where it's due.
Friend, do not play yourself, my friend. Do not play yourself.
No, let me just give you a very good example with myself. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's always good to use live, relatable examples.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
My girlfriend. Huh?
Oh, there's a lovely lady. Lucky lady.
Oh, she is lucky. She is. No, I am the lucky one.
Oh.
I am the lucky one.
Please, wherever you're listening, Miss Lucky Lady, you should see him saying it.
Oh.
He's blushing.
My cheeks are pink right now. My girlfriend, we've been dating for a while now. And one thing I did notice is that some things you just, before setting any record straight, there are things that just come into place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a relationship is something that is deep.
Yeah.
Affectionate.
Yeah.
The bond is real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a safe space, you understand?
Yeah.
And I noticed that for her, she kind of needed more than just the wants and do's of a relationship. That is just intimacy and sex.
What did she need?
That bond. You know, you can have sex with anybody.
True. And that's what's happening with Generation Z.
You can be intimate with anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
But one thing I am certain of is that, you see, pure love or something pure based on a really strong foundation cannot be easily dented.
Yeah.
And going back to our topic, I don't veer off. Is this?
It's everything is anything, my friend.
Everything is anything.
Yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Is that it has come to the time? It has come to the time when we, as a people, personally,
yeah,
you just need to evaluate yourself and ask yourself, Gesare, beautiful Gesare, what do you want? When you look at that person over there, what do you think of them? What do you feel about them?
Well, the imaginary person where we have pointed at.
We just pointed at some pole. But assuming
there was an imaginary person, if I was not in a relationship, I'd think and look, I'm like, I want someone I could trust. I want someone I could say anything. I could be free with someone who understands me or tries to understand every part of me, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And we respect each other's lanes and boundaries and try to learn. You know, every day it's a learning experience, whether it's by yourself or with others. So there's so many things I'd want, but that's basically it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, a platonic relationship, the reason as to why it's defined as that is because it happens to be, you know, it's a non-sexual friendship between two heterosexual people of opposite sexes. So your girlfriend...
It can also be same sexes. We're living in a different...
Yeah, actually it's a modern setup now.
Yeah.
I get it. I need to respect modernity
at
its best. But anyway, it's something affectionate.
Yeah.
And when you talk about affectionate, people in this time and age, even all you listeners can attest to this.
Yeah.
There's no more affection in love.
It's true.
There's no more affection. People are chasing clout. People are looking for reasons to not be alone, which is not right at all.
They're trying to fill a void.
Thank you. Or also trying to heal by patching up things.
Which is toxic.
With a multitude of people.
Ooh, you know, that's toxic.
Like a throng.
Because if you listen to the last podcast, if you didn't, please go check it out, Yoni Love. I was talking about when you try to connect, in quotes, with multitudes of people, you're sharing out your energy.
Yeah.
And sharing out your energy, you're also receiving energy, and you could be receiving bad energy. So if you're trying to use it to heal, you're not healing, my friend.
You're actually digging your hole deeper.
So, anyway, so platonic friend, you said you don't have platonic. Platonic friends?
Do I? I'll answer you that at the end of the show. And I know the only question you have in your mind right now
is,
because since being in a platonic relationship is something non-sexual, your biggest question right now is kissing platonic? Answer me that.
Well,
do you think it is?
It's what kind of kissing? Gotta be sure first.
Okay.
What kind of kissing, my friend? Because you know the French kiss while saying hello.
remember in Kenya, okay?
No!
Mommy. Yo.
My friend, there are people out here. You and I have many international friends.
We do.
Yes, so we do know this. The people who, when you say hi to them, they'll be, hello, how are you?
Shout out to Hazel. She one of them. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
It now, depends.
Let me define it.
Define.
It all depends with the specific body part. You know, kissing carries different connotations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of it, for example, I kiss your hand, it shows maybe I respect you, or maybe to the young, particularly friends, it shows that we're cool, you know?
Kissing of the hand?
Yeah, just...
My friend, have you watched movies? People will be like, nice to meet you, on the hand. And then the girl will be like, oh my God, he kissed my hand.
You know, that's your own way of putting it. But now, according to the certified scientific definition.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to understand that when you welcome the dawn to the seat, you have to let the dawn take charge.
All right. The dawn is taking charge, guys. Oh my goodness.
So, depending on the context,
mm-hmm.
unless it's something romantic, every other kiss is just platonic. Unless it is romantic, you know, kissing of the hand, the cheek, you know, something.
Even
something,
the forehead. But the forehead is very special.
Listen, unless romance is included in that,
okay?
Because you can kiss your friend.
Yeah,
because,
I kiss my friends all
bye.
The time.
I'm gonna miss you all. You know how you ladies talk. It's gonna be so. I'm gonna cry.
I'm gonna miss you
and all that. And then you end up kissing them at the forehead or something.
Or the cheek.
Now, you can't call that sexual.
Oh my gosh, let me just steer off a little bit.
Please do.
Have you ever... Okay, you said you'll answer me that, but before you answer that, have you ever gone to kiss Chile on the cheek and by mistake she turns and you guys end up kissing on the lips?
Nah.
No?
I did that.
You have?
She came all nice and innocent. You know what, bro? She was my crush, you know?
Oh.
I had all these feelings. I was like...
And here you got confused and it was a mistake.
This is me going for it. I'm a go-getter, by the way.
Oh.
So she came. I'm going to see you. Whenever I see you, it's like, okay, give me a peck. And then I had to slide it in. And you know, people might think that was so chauvinistic of me, you know, that was not cool. But you know, when it comes to feelings, man.
Well, how did she take it?
Finally.
Uh-huh.
That imagine that is all what I needed to do. Take that bold step.
And she was all yours?
And she left.
Up.
Sadly.
Oh, sorry.
Happily never after.
Oh,
happily
my goodness.
Happily never after. Oh. And you know, people tend to forget that with all extremes.
Yeah.
I think I should actually start quoting, very well-known love authors.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this for a fact.
Yeah.
And I need all listeners to understand this.
Listeners, put your ears next to whether it's your earphones or whatever.
Yeah. All extremes of feeling are allied with madness.
Ooh, that's so deep. Explain.
Let me rephrase it again. All extremes of feelings are allied with madness. Be it love, be it hate.
Madness.
With madness.
Oh my goodness. Please explain. I'm very intrigued. Oh my...
Imagine,
guys, are you intrigued? I am so intrigued.
Imagine how it feels to fall in love. You know, the first few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You can do anything. Walk on the rain. Beat that scorching heat.
Oh, that's the love is blind type of thing.
That is blind? No, that's all about... Your friends be like, huh, you sure in love with this guy or this Chile? And then you're like, yeah, okay. Doesn't seem like your type. Now that's the blind part. But with madness comes this. You want to impress your woman.
Mm-hmm.
Given that we are facing this corona, COVID-19 pandemic. Eh?
Yeah.
You decide to beat the curfew rules.
Yeah.
Just to go meet her. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Or you do things out of your own capability just to make sure she feels appreciated, she feels loved. You know, you do things way above and beyond. Just to make her feel good.
Yeah.
And when it also comes to the hate part, the same thing, you know, you've seen people go crazy, loco, trying to prove a point, you know, trying to do bad stuff, body shaming, name it. I don't know, just all this weird stuff that people do.
Yeah.
That is why I'm saying this. Love, hate, at its extremes, madness is everything.
Well, my guys, please let me know in the comment section what is the most mad thing you have done due to love.
We need to know.
It's
that.
Not even when they say crazy in love. Beyonce said crazy in love, yeah?
Crazy and mad in love.
Come in looking so crazy right now in love. Yeah, she said it. She was not joking. It's madness, friends. Please tell me what's the maddest thing.
Now, I'd like to give you a couple of characteristics of platonic love. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say 5 ways to make it work. Okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. I hope you ready.
Oh, me, I'm ready. Me, after this.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard.
All my platonic friends.
Imagine practicing celibacy when you've tasted the honeypot. Woo.
Okay, with your platonic friend.
Oh, my God.
Of course, yes. It's your platonic friend.
It's like telling a guy like me who has a sweet tooth not to eat biscuits, honey, chocolates, or anything tasty.
At a specific place or time, right?
At any time, any day, give me something sweet. I want it.
Yeah, but you can't compare sweet tooth with platonic friendship. Why?
Uh-huh.
Because when you're a sweet tooth, yes. Uh-huh. I'm a sweet tooth too. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, give me a whole 2 kg of cake. I will...
I'm sorry for any diabetic patient here. I'm really sorry for this.
I will
disclaimer.
Eat that cake, mm-hmm. literally.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to know I am... this time, not every day, all the time. Maybe you'll find me with sweets.
Yeah.
But you see, platonic friendships,
mm-hmm.
you have your person. Mm-hmm. That is for those who are in a relationship.
Yeah,
you have your person, mm-hmm. and then you have your platonic mm-hmm. friends.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who are single, Sasa mm-hmm. happened, the problem comes there when you are single and you have this platonic friend, and now your eyes start looking hazy and you see them and you're like, oh my goodness, you're kind of cute though.
No, when you're single, everybody looks cute. It's like when you're drunk in the club.
Oh my.
Every chick looks sexy. Have you ever seen that?
I've ever been drunk to that point. I saw a guy. I was so drunk, by the way. I saw a guy. We were in the club and I don't even know, man.
Uh-huh.
It was dark days. when we got into the club and I saw him sitting over there with his friends, and mm-hmm. me and my friends are like, those niggas ugly. But
the Hennessy knew was like,
oh my goodness, my friend. And we didn't chase.
Open up your eyes.
It was just
your
ice cubes and whiskey.
Your inner eyes.
Oh,
so the inner
they
guy.
They took me to the inner guy. The x-ray vision was opened. You know, I saw them and I was like, I'm gonna go dance with those guys. And imagine we all went and danced to them.
Like some really crazy comic scene, oof.
And then later on when you're dancing, when you realize, when they start getting all,
mm-hmm.
even them, they're getting all frisky. By the way, I hate middle species for that. Getting frisky without any whatever. But anyway.
Listen. When a guy is frisky, it's all about dominance. I'm sorry, but it's decoded in our genes. We are super territorial.
But still, consent, my friend. Consent. Mm. Yes.
It's like, if guys, ladies, listen. If your man is so not respectful and they do not understand the meaning of that consent, try bringing a gay friend and let them touch your man. That's when they will know the importance of
that consent.
I have a gay
friend. They're so much fun.
Trust me. A man only knows the value of consent when a gay guy becomes super touchy. They'll be like, oof, bro.
Girls, advice. Go find yourself gay friends.
Yeah. That's good security. Enough security.
Yeah. So your eyes look hazy. Single. Then you look at that platonic friend and you're like, oh my goodness. Why did I not see this before?
I wish everybody saw the look you gave, man. Like,
yes, priceless. Yo, man, you're looking priceless. And you're like, my goodness, the thirst is real.
Mm-hmm. You bet it is.
So tell us how to
keep
our platonic friendships, platonically speaking.
No, let's first start with the characteristics. I need people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, in every other relationship, honesty. But in platonic love, it purely encourages unfiltered honesty. Because, guys, you're not sleeping together. So what's the point of deceit? In a purely platonic relationship, what's the point?
So when you say
nothing
unfiltered,
is going down.
Unfiltered
honesty.
So it's you tell each other everything. Ah, shout out to Manu, shout out to Malcolm, shout out to Arnold, all my platonic friends. These guys hide nothing from me,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa.
Somebody be like, you'd be like, you know what, babe, I have a boner, but you know what, God is good. It's gonna go down.
Oh my goodness.
Or since we're all about honesty, she'd be like, you know what, babe, just go hit the shower, cold shower, you know? Or I slept, I dreamt of this and that, you know?
Oh, no.
They actually find arousal in talking, in some psychic kind of conversation, you know?
See, now they find arousal. Why are they finding arousal? We are only friends.
That is why I say this world is weird. Can you just hump it down?
No, because...
And finish that tension one time.
My boys and No. My mm-hmm. I'm going to say boyfriends and do not take this wrong, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Boyfriends as in my platonic boyfriends. When we sit, you should find us when we're seated. I'm the only girl and we're all seated and they'll be like, yo, mm-hmm. I found this chick, girl. Mm, mm-hmm. My goodness. Mm-hmm. I talked to her mm-hmm. and we went, you mm-hmm. know, and we discussed like they're my girls and I'm their boy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what you mean by unfiltered?
Exactly.
Okay.
But you see, unlike a romantic relationship, in this type of relationship, platonic relationship, huh? There's no fear that the person is actually going to leave you because... At the first place, they were never with you.
They were never with you.
You understand?
Yeah.
Like,
they're your friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no that bonding factor, according to how we all view it nowadays. Huh? And for me, I think this is actually good. If people wanna... Guys, if you're starting a relationship,
mm-hmm.
try the platonic way at first, you know?
Yeah.
Don't rush into stuff.
Actually, I read somewhere mm-hmm. that having a platonic relationship and mm-hmm. then it ending up to be a romantic relationship, like a proper one,
yeah.
it contributes to it being a very healthy relationship. Because now you guys were friends at first
yeah.
before you decided to skip that line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that it kind of contributes to being best friends or something. Because yeah. if you have that unfiltered honesty, that's yeah. something you do with your best friend yeah. or very close friends.
And you know the worst part? Or the best part about being a Generation Z type of person,
mm-hmm.
everybody in this time and age, they want to skip that intro, like in Netflix, you know, where you get to know each other, where you get to socialize, you know, to embrace my flaws and your flaws, to understand each other in a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
No, we all just press skip and boom, we're already hubby and wifey. And you're doing all this stuff that
it does not happen like that out here, my friend.
It happens overnight.
Ah?
One time. Guys, am I lying? Please just comment on the comment section because we need to know. We need to understand.
Yeah.
And one thing I like about this platonic relationship is because as partners,
mm-hmm.
I will never feel like you are my item. So... Stakes will never be high. If you tell me in the morning it's over,
the men
I'll
who
be
think,
like,
okay, yeah, I know the
you know what?
Who think that you're my item. That's not a good way to think.
Okay, you know, being my item, me being your item means we're both an item.
Okay, you know? Leave alone the whole we both an item mm-hmm. thing. I'm talking about when people act, when guys take you to be their trophy, like
yeah.
a material thing,
like a trophy wife,
yeah, trophy or a girl. Girlfriend, yeah, mm-hmm. like that's mine.
Is that so bad?
It's not bad. Mm. It depends on how it's said and taken and done.
Wow, I like the feminism in you.
No, lady.
Is it so bad for a guy to actually my woman?
No, now that one is different. That's different. I love it, by the way. When my man's is, hey, me, I love it when he does that.
He's all over you, like.
Oh. You should see him when he look when some niggas, some
just
boys.
Just lets that out that role like. Oh,
I love it when mm-hmm. he sees people looking at me some type of way or treating me some type. I always see the look and the facial expression yeah. he has and what he does and it always turns me on like.
Yeah, always this tells.
He turns and is like, yo, can you leave her alone? Like this time we went out. Oh my goodness.
Juicy.
And I am a girl who I'm an independent person.
Yeah.
I love doing my own.
Yeah.
But we all love being taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So we'd gone out and one of my girls was being mishandled by guys. And obviously I'm the fighter in the group. So I went there and I'm like, ma'am, human, leave my friend alone. And then he tried to hold my hand. And I looked at him.
Ladies, I have a question for you. How many of you guys, ladies, have scars trying to fight for your man in a club? Zero.
No,
zero to none.
Zero. I have
but we
none.
Guys have scars for days. Literally. We have scars for days. You can't believe it, man. You can't believe it. So, me saying that a guy calling his chick, his girl, an item, it doesn't actually mean that they downlook their woman. It's just that we are... dominant. We like to, you know, we are territorial.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is my space. This yeah. is mine.
And
just
that's sexy.
Let it be. And that's hot.
That's sexy.
That is, ooh, la.
You know, when you do it,
like the Italians say, Mamma Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Spaghetti and mozzarella. Type of sexy. Oh man, I love this life.
Oh, let's take a sip of wine and just think about them.
Who's gonna pop it though?
We'll pop it.
Guys, don't take it the wrong way, y'all. We're having fun, man. So another characteristic, platonic relationships actually respect boundaries.
Yeah.
They do respect boundaries.
True.
Like, there's nothing more. Let me just put it in a very simple way for everybody to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Platonic relationships require strong boundaries. Huh? And these are not normally discussed or negotiated. You know, the way
it's there,
steps
naturally.
Are in like in romantic relationships. But they hover in the background nonetheless. You know, we can't sit down and stipulate this is what's going to be like. No, but we all know. If there's a line I'm not supposed to cross, there's this something I'm not supposed to do. And you see, as time passes, then you get to know how far you can push the boundaries.
Well, do you think know? Cuddling with a platonic friend is...
I am actually getting to the juicy parts. I'm actually getting
all
to
right,
the juicy
all right,
parts.
All right.
So, once I'm done with the characteristics, I only have two left, and then I'll go to the...
Yeah.
I'll delve into the deep.
Ooh, dive it. Let's dive.
So, it respects boundaries, and then with time, you can get to know the limits of that boundary.
Yeah.
And let's say, for example, when you guys travel together,
mm-hmm.
do you share a room? If you do, will that change if one or both of you gets involved with someone romantically? That's the question.
Someone that's not them.
No, between the two of you. If you decide, maybe you take a plane ticket to London and
mm-hmm.
then you book a hotel
mm-hmm.
and you decide to sleep in one room
mm-hmm.
and you've already had, you already know what's not supposed to go down, what's supposed
yeah.
to go down.
Yeah.
Now, does that change anything?
Being in one room?
Yeah, being in one room.
For me, it wouldn't really.
It wouldn't. But if you cross that line and get engaged romantically,
uh-huh.
then... that's the game changer. That's the difference.
But do you think people can revert back after crossing that line in case they do?
It's like telling me, yo, I bought you some gum, but oof, sorry, I had to chew it a bit. Would you mind just boxing it again and then taking it back to the store and you going back to the store to buy it?
But what if it's like shedding skin?
Well.
Uh-huh. If it's possible,
hmm.
let's say both of you crossed that line by mistake,
mm-hmm.
and then you had a good time.
Yeah.
And then after having a good time, you had a mature conversation and mm-hmm. you were like, look, this will happen.
Yeah.
But we both know mm-hmm. it was not supposed to happen like this.
Yeah.
So let's go back. And you all go back and it's like normal and you're
well,
friends again.
If only we all had time travel machines. You know, it's like a day on a Monday. The sun is gonna come up.
Yeah.
It's gonna set.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday the same. On
yeah.
a Wednesday the same.
Yeah.
Does it mean when you're on let's say on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
the events that happened on the previous Monday,
mm-hmm.
don't you think it actually will actually have an effect? Be it minor, major, you know, you already did it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you're going back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you decide now, this is it. We did it. We are sorry. We need to erase everything and start over.
Mm-hmm.
That never works. Only with computers, because it's only zeros and ones. But with us human, a lot. There's a lot to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm being honest,
mm-hmm.
For me, it will be so hard. Platonic relationship. Even me speaking it out loud ain't my thing. Like, I am sorry, guys, but it's not my thing. I feel it now. I just feel it in my gut. It's not
you felt
my
it
thing.
It's deep
not
down.
It's not my thing. And then characteristic number three, platonic love has no expectation. Has no expectation as
true.
Well. Like, although friendship is like a give and take away partnership.
Yeah.
When it comes to platonic love, you have to be careful not to expect or demand more of that person.
That is very important.
That you would of a regular friend.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because we're in a platonic relationship. What do you want? I just want you. There is no sponsor. There is no Tuma Fair. Guys, I'm telling you, there's no flowers, no chocolate, no nothing. It's all about us.
Yeah.
Nothing about what you bring on the table. It's just you, me as a person. Understand me, embrace me, love me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I know people tend to worry a lot about what will happen in future if this and that happens. Guys, 2020 has already shown us one thing. Let's live one day at a time, right?
One day.
Just one day at a time.
Just live and breathe. You don't know.
No pressure.
No pressure. Don't stress.
And now, this is the best part about this type of relationship.
Yeah.
Platonic love
is selfless.
It is selfless. Like, you're just super committed. You do everything to impress your partner, to make them feel good. You know, you go out of your way to make them smile, to see that beautiful, cute smile. You understand?
Yeah.
And this is what I feel like should be emulated in every sort of relationship, be it romantic, be it, I don't care. Just, can we emulate this?
Yeah.
Being selfless.
Being selfless.
Being selfless, guys.
It's a huge thing. It's a huge deal.
Yeah. This is actually a no-brainer, yo.
Now let me ask you, since you have a girl, you have a lucky lady.
Yeah.
Would you be okay?
Shout out to my woman.
Ooh.
Mimi, wherever you are.
So, would you be okay mm-hmm. with your girl having platonic friends of the opposite sex?
Having platonic friends of the opposite sex.
Would you be okay with it? Because I know Nairobi besties are no go zone.
Ooh, I'm actually glad that for once I have found a chick who's not a Nairobian.
Oh.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing, but the good side, the positive side of it is she's not going to be contaminated to a point where she can't be rescued, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, my girl having friends, not romantic friends, but platonic friends. Uh-huh. Platonic friends, I wouldn't have an issue with that because, you know, when I give you love, when I show you love, when I am presently there, when I make you feel like the world revolves and rotates around you.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything is legit and sure and beautiful and amazing and magical, something similar to this surreal things that we see on the movies, then I do not see any reason for me not to let her be with any other person, because out there she'll be like, this is not enough. I need to go back to my guy. My girl calls me papi, daddy, you know? So, as long as I'm the bearer of the word, of the name, title, daddy, king, I'm good.
Whoa.
Let me shower her with love, immense love.
I like the trust that you have.
What is life?
But then, guys, trust is the biggest thing in relationship.
Trust is the biggest scam, guys. But still, you still have to roll with it. You still have to roll with it, you know. And for a fact, I can attest to this. Where there's trust and where there's honesty, there's a lot of peace.
True.
There's a lot of
happiness
and joy, and it's something blissful, something amazing. You know, it's similar to saying it's written in the stars.
Ooh, Mr. Poet, I see how you captured your lucky lady's heart. Huh?
Yeah, I had to. In Swahili, we say, nyoka ya kutoa, nini ya
kutoa. Oh my, that was a fail.
Oh my God, oh shit. Is it sauti?
Take two.
Yeah, take two. Sauti ya kutoa nyoka pangoni.
Aha.
Yeah.
Ndiyo, ulitumia hiyo.
And one very, very, very important fact people need to understand is that if you genuinely love someone, don't ever decorate their eyes with tears, guys.
Oh.
Their ears with lies.
Usikwe kitungu.
And their heart with a wound.
Don't be onions.
This is all that I'm going to say. You found somebody's son, somebody's daughter, make them happier than they are, make them stronger than they are, encourage them, be with them, you know, acknowledge and also embrace their flaws. That is one important thing.
Yeah.
Embrace their flaws. And everything is going to turn out to be okay. That's what I think.
Every little thing is going to be all right.
Don't worry.
Do-do-do-do-do.
But I think.
Every little thing is going to be all right.
We're going to Hollywood, guys. So, you had a question, right? You had a question for me.
Yeah.
You had questions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Please shoot.
The first one you said you'll answer.
Yeah.
Do you have platonic friends?
Do I have platonic friends?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I do.
You do?
I do have platonic friends.
But you said it's not your cup of tea.
You know, they're friends. Friends. That's the key word. Friends. I wouldn't have a platonic lover, but a friend, sour.
Well...
Please don't go there.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You already answered. Thanks.
And you asked if cuddling...
If cuddling, yes.
If cuddling was, you know...
Is it crossing a line?
Crossing a line.
Or is it okay to cuddle with your platonic friend?
Well, I'm looking for the right words to say this. Because, you know, I feel like... going all in and trash talking, but anyway,
because you see, as girls
mm-hmm.
me and my girlfriends
mm-hmm.
when we're chilling and sleep in the same bed, of course we'll cuddle. Me mm-hmm. don't come sleep with me and you're my close friend
mm-hmm.
and I can't put my leg on top of you while I'm sleeping. You can't do that.
So let me tell you, cuddling is very essential. It's very essential because it brings this sort of peace of mind and utmost pleasure due to the fact that it is more intimate. That is the most intimate you can get in a platonic relationship.
That's the most.
Now that's your highs. That's your maximum. That's you feeling, yes, daddy. That's the most you can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line is, as long as you do not cross that line from platonic to romantic, like where romance is involved, then everything else.
All is good. Well, do you think having a conversation with your platonic friend about having arising feelings will ruin the friendship?
Good question.
Let's say, for example, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
One day I come and tell you, baby,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Don,
mm-hmm.
there's a way you've been making me feel.
Ooh, la, la.
You know, and I just want to know if you feel the same way, is there something that's going to happen and then you don't feel the same way?
Let me just be very honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
In life, everything has a pro.
And a con. Uh-huh.
A yin.
And a yang. Mm.
If it works for you, doesn't have to work for me, okay?
Yeah.
So you just make peace with it. You know, I don't want to be... You know, this question is actually deep. And I don't want to be black and white and just go...
Be black and white!
And be like, yo, no or yes or this and that. Nah, I want to encourage everybody. You know what, guys? Today, I am the bearer of good news. Put on that smile. Be a go-getter. If it works, it works. If it does not work, doesn't work at all. So, mommy, I am not going to answer that question. Sorry for ruining your expectations.
Oh, you have not ruined
it. Did I hurt your feelings?
Oh, so much. Oh my, it's broken, shattered to pieces.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
you have any last words?
Any last words?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, let me first say thank you. For, you know, letting me be your guest. You know, it's an honor. We've been friends the longest.
Oh, you're welcome.
And what you're doing is actually good. It's this is more of an eye-opener to the society. And it's something that I and the rest, we all need to embrace. We need to be there for you. We need to listen to you more. I know you have a lot to share.
Aww, guys, this guy's making my blush.
What I want to say is thank you. And my last words are this. It's something very simple, guys. Something that it's going to help you today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. And it says this. It's a quote. If the absence brings you peace, then you never lost them.
Preach.
If the absence brings you peace, then you never lost them at all.
Guys, with that, I don't even think I have anything else to add. Sorry, today I don't have a daily affirmation. That's it. The one that he said. That's the one. If their absence brings you peace, then you didn't lose them at all. Oh, guys. Me, I think I am going to pop this bottle of wine and just sip it and think. Hallelujah.
Your one and only Dawn.
The Dawn. Thank you for gracing us with your voice. And me with your presence.
It's a sexy voice.
I'll see you guys. Remember to follow at Anything Is Everything or Everything Is Anything. And the Dawn.
Cheers to everybody who's looking for love out there. Keep on soldiering.
Keep going.
Struggle. It's real. Just hang in there, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.